He said the Age of Heroes would never come again.
Fighting the devil and his army.
And these are the additional scenes that were apparently needed
to preserve the vision of Zack Snyder's creativity.
That being said, by the end of the movie, I did want another hour.
I wanted
Darkseid to come out. I was like, shit, is Darkseid next?
I thought the whole point of this was to put Darkseid in as the
big bad
main villain and just like have him wreck shop. The fact that he didn't, I was just like, oh, y'all sequel baiting for a movie that's never coming. Okay, cool. Okay, yeah. Cool. What was another one of your
Cyborg's dad?
You didn't like Cyborg's dad? Oh,
I didn't even say that.
You gotta respect the dramatic pause.
Oh, right, pause. Cyborg's dad.
His actor does a really good job, I think.
He's a really good actor. I feel like, sorry, just to cut you off, I feel like...
you gotta respect the dramatic pause.
No, I was adding on to what he was saying, motherfucker. All right. You remember Fan Four Stick? The one that had Michael B. Jordan as the Human Torch.
Oh my God!
Okay, yeah.
You remember the dude that played his dad that played Mr. Richards, the scientist. No, it's not the same dude. Okay, where a black dude plays his dad. And I feel like he might have died recently, but if he didn't die, I feel like he would have played a good Cyborg's dad. I just want to throw that out there. Okay. I feel like that would have been cool. Respect to him.
What was your problem with Cyborg's dad, though?
Okay, so he's cool. For pretty much, well, one, he decided to take a mother box home and put that shit in a fucking closet. That's just very weird, strange decision. It's strange that he wouldn't have like a room. Cyborg. Did Cyborg take it?
Yeah, Cyborg took it from him to hide.
Okay. That would make more sense.
And this is kind of coming from the Whedon cut too, is like Cyborg had it hidden and knew where it was hidden.
Okay.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because remember when after Steppenwolf kidnapped all the scientists and it's like he asks his dad and he's like, where is it? Sorry, that was Batman. He asks where it was and he's like, he doesn't know, but I do. And then he leaves and then flies back and comes back with the mother box.
He came back with the cube.
Yeah, he took the mother box. Still weird, still stupid, but please go on.
I just think it would be more effective to have like maybe a room dedicated to the mud box. I mean,
they are in a lab.
But the fact that it was just sitting in this nigga's closet, it was
like it's just in the closet in the back behind on the ground. Shit.
We have already seen that man doesn't know what to do with these mother boxes. We thought dirt was better than one floor on the ground. You know what I mean?
But at the end, right? So when he fucking closes the door and electrically radiates himself to nothingness. To mark the box so that they can find it later, right?
You open your eyes and look at this truth.
No, you look at me. He didn't need to do that.
He didn't.
He could activate it because he had a controller from outside the box.
The motherfucker was the door was right there. He was right here. He could have stepped.
And it's the plot reasons behind this whole thing of how they got to find the box to mark it.
His redemption. That's supposed to be the closing out of his story to help Cyborg.
It's dumb.
I agree. I was really surprised. I didn't expect him to just die, because in the comics and the show, Cyborg's dad is like. I don't think he ever dies.
Nope, he's Star Labs head dude. He's helping out Superman nothing.
He's like that's what kind of blew me. I was like, dude, you're taking the number one scientist who does all the work, like. In the universe to like get to space.
Look, man, not to make it a race thing, but you took away one of the smartest black dudes and just said fuck them. Like,
we got to keep one.
They just
only one, and only one.
There must only be one, never two. I know we operate Sith rules out here.
Nah, Black Panther rules, only one.
But fucking, it's
R.I.P.
Doesn't make sense. Superman brags about having 6 satellites and a throwaway line to flash.
You mean Batman?
Yeah.
Shit, Batman. Fuck. Superman wish he had a satellite.
The way he looked when he was like, I bought the bank.
I need to make a small comment after this, but go on.
You're telling me that you don't have your supercomputer fucking satellites scanning the Earth for abnormalities during this whole thing.
Which is Diana literally
said
what they do in the Whedon cut.
Diana said Steppenwolf is fucking... the building a thing or some shit as a line at some point in this movie. Maybe search for abandoned places. Places that have weird architecture.
It ain't even gotta be all that. Motherfucker, we live in the age of the internet where everything is taken pictures of. Even things that like are miles away, a motherfucker will somehow be there with his motherfucking cell phone. So a big red pimple in a country would probably be noticeable to somebody, especially with all these other militaries, with all these other satellites who are always spying on each other, would probably say, that's some weird shit.
Plus giant flying bug dudes carrying people.
Yeah.
Somebody, there has to be a source. Like, there has to be a string or a bunch of strings that show that maybe we should look in Europe, or maybe we should look in Asia, or maybe we should look in Africa. We should look in some location.
Motherfucker, if we follow the flight plans of birds, we probably would be able to fly a pair of these motherfuckers. What's up, Lamar?
All right, no, I'm gonna let y'all finish, but no, like I do that because that makes sense, correct? Mm-hmm. But one thing that they, I'm going to defend and then immediately critique.
Okay,
they do it in old abandoned Chernobyl for a reason, because radiation,
mm-hmm.
and like not a lot of people go there. On the flip side, my friends, while we were watching my friends were pointing out the problems and cracking jokes, and I'm like, that's why all my critiques sound like jokes. But like, there would have been Instagram influencers at Chernobyl.
Yep.
Because there are Instagram influencers at Chernobyl. My friend was like, imagine like the Instagram influencer down there, just like all of a sudden there's fucking parademons. I'm like, and like, you're right, age of the internet, like, dog, what? There's so many influencers at Chernobyl, they'd be like, wait a minute, that'd be on IG Live in a week.
Not only that, but I'm pretty sure some Russian government somewhere is still watching Chernobyl on a daily basis.
Like, they're still getting readings of the radiation. It's like, oh, all the radiation is gone.
Regular.
Why is that happening?
Or it's growing.
It's a miracle or some shit. You know what I mean? Let's get
some people out there. That would make sense.
That makes the world stupid.
Plus, in addition to all of this, Cyborg is literally a mega computer. Not even a supercomputer. He's an ultra computer who can tap into everything. He should be able to see any and everything all the time. Literally, If there's a, he could have a satellite look by himself.
Yep.
Independently from the ground. He can do anything. He's the second strongest person in this movie.
Like,
because of that ability.
I agree. Like, the minute they kind of all realize their powers, you know, like I think it was a long movie, to be honest. Part 4 or part 5, by that time, everyone kind of realizes, like, Barry's got his shit together, Cyborg's got his shit, everyone has their shit together. At that point, the movie should be butter. Like all these, because like I kind of get like not doing that shit before, because like you're still trying to figure out your shit. But like the minute he gave that girl money and like kind of realized his powers and like joined the squad, it should have been that. It should, like, his father didn't need to die. Unnecessary death.
Yep.
It should have been literally just like look up. I like lay the pictures on his face. It's there. I know it. I know this location.
We just need to go to Ballstadt or whatever.
Superman literally just flies to the sky for 10 seconds and looks down just like, which he does in the comics all the time and the show all the time. Like,
also,
he's a protector of Earth. He sees everything. He hears everything.
Y'all have said this already, I'm pretty sure, in this 2.5 hour long podcast.
Yeah.
Cyborg should definitely have a stronger link with the mother box than he does here. Mm-hmm. Like, he should just know the general area that it's in because it literally gave him life and created his form.
Yep.
Like, it doesn't make sense, especially with knowing computer shit. Mm-hmm. A basic level is when shit talks to each other, they like to listen.
Yep.
Like, it just really, his dad's death serves no purpose.
Not at all.
And knowing that he's an actual important, he's basically like the not Steve Richards, Reed Richards of this universe, but without any powers. It makes no sense. So it's like, if they go to space, who are we looking to? Who's the head guy in charge? Who's the authority? Who's the head of this? Yeah. Who's the brains?
That's bit. I agree. They also just kind of they fucked themselves by killing the father. Just like, I mean, understand, like, no more movies. But like, further down the line, if they weren't hypothetically, like, they screwed yourself.
Yeah.
And then for, like, once again, for what? Like,
for what?
He is literally, like, and that's what the movie doesn't do. Like, they just like, yeah, I gave him his powers. And like, yeah. But like, he is part mother box.
Mm-hmm.
He is literally part mother box. I wish like the mother box had like, I wish he'd been a little bit evil at the beginning and like been under the influence of the mother box.
Oh, you
a
mean
little
Cyborg?
Bit. Yeah. Yeah. And then like when he goes good, switch to the blue eye.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that's what the, that's what the comics and the show do. Like Young that Justice did that. Mm-hmm. They did that like exact. Well, I want Young Justice to run these fucking movies because Young Justice, like the way he was portrayed in the show is how he should be. Mm-hmm. He is literally like, he's half computer god, half human.
Mm-hmm.
And He should be able to utilize the mother boxes, should be able to, because in the show, he senses and feels them. He can literally hear it talking to him. Like in one part of the show, he's in a different planet and a mother box starts getting tortured and he just makes a random boom tube. He's like, it's calling me. And like him and Halo go through and save a mother box.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's pretty cool.
That's the shit that he should be. It's automatic. It should be automatic.
So another thing, another story thing. I don't know if you're done or not. But another story thing that really gets me, just like one of those little movie things, Steppenwolf. All right, yes. Steppenwolf goes around, and he is like torturing these people because he wants to find the mother boxes. Now, granted, he finds the Amazon one easy enough, apparently. But he has to go around and torture people for the other locations of the other boxes, right? So he tortures the Atlantean dude, right? And he's like, you fucking tell me where it is. He's like, I will never tell you. This is like, he throws him against the wall and he's like, you don't have to tell me. Takes out a little spider drone, reads his mind. Why the fuck he had tortured the dude? Why was spider drone not the first thing he goes to? All right, it shows up. He's talking to Desaad, right? He's talking to Desaad and he's like, I will go find the other mother boxes for Dark Daddy. And decides like, yeah, we'll go do that. He's like, yeah, and I'll make them scream. It's like, no, you'll take the spider bot and you'll fucking use that. Why is he yelling at everybody? Like, why was he in the same scene that he's using the spider bot on white dude? He's yelling at Victor Stone about where the box is. Bitch, the spider bot's right there. Do you not have more of these?
Nah, it's on a recharge.
And oh, then, my bad. I know it was iOS spider bot.
And then there's like, I think he throws out a line about how primitive Earth is and how they don't use like the primitive ways, and I'm just like, but you are. You're beating and torturing people instead of using the technology that will give you the information for free.
It's like they don't know what exactly they want the apocalyptian crew to be. Do they want them to be ancient Egypt, or do they want them to be ancient or mystical sci-fi horror?
And like,
which is it? How about both, I guess?
Yeah, I didn't there, that I agree. That part, like,
It was just movie for no reason, yeah, you know? And the thing is that it's added movie for no reason.
Just cut it.
Like, this is the thing, Carl.
They just tortured them.
I think, honestly, if they wanted to go that route, yeah. I think, and I think we're just going to wrap this up now, because we have gone on for five ever, unless anybody else has anything else they want to bring up deep with this. What's up?
All right, just real quick. You'll get this. You won't. All right, just like to prove that DC is better than Marvel, right?
Okay.
Okay.
This, and I'm going to keep this as spoiler free as possible. Watch how Batman treats Superman when he finds out his mom's farm got bought, and then watch how Iron Man treated Falcon when he, like, all that.
I know what you're talking about. You're telling me that
like Falcon didn't get a paycheck? Falcon didn't get a paycheck? And Batman
Wait. Say that again, because you kind of mumbled it.
Oh, shit. All right. Sorry. Okay, so see how Batman treats his squad versus how Iron Man treats his squad.
Oh, yeah, from the first episode of Falcon. Mm. Okay.
This nigga gonna get a load? Falcon gonna get a load? Crazy.
Well, you already said it, Falcon. No, he can't.
There's an issue of one of the runs of Avengers, where it's Avengers World and they're like bringing everybody together for this interplanetary threat and whatever. It's like some came for glory, some came for heroes, some came for other reasons. There's a scene of Spider-Man hugging Tony Stark, saying, we have money. And he's like, oh, thank God. Like, yeah.
No, thanks, bro.
But go on. Yeah. At a certain point, though, to argue that point, I don't know how well Stark Tech is doing.
Yeah. Pepper's still alive, and Pepper ran half the business before Tony died, so it's at least running.
Yeah,
they're not as profitable for sure. Because yeah, they're not doing war stuff anymore.
Yeah, I don't think business. I don't think they had enough money after building two Avengers compound, but not enough for what he's talking about.
Oh. I just want my boy to get a paycheck.
Yeah, six figures. I don't think that's tough for Falcon.
Also, like,
I don't know.
Give them some of Tony's money.
After building two Avengers compounds that both, I think, get destroyed over and over again, I think we might be a little bit in the brokey broke area. No, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't believe that.
Does he have money for suits?
He got money. He's got technology to where he doesn't need to spend money to make things.
He builds those suits himself, though. That's straight out of pocket.
But the materials.
Like, the materials cost a certain amount.
They do.
But when you have the resources that he has, you can acquire materials for not as much as you would think.
Yeah, because you could just get it yourself using all of your proprietary. Yeah, okay.
You can get it from proprietary sources. You've got connections. Like, once you make, it's just like with big business in general. Like, once you make a certain amount of money, your cost goes down to make shit that you already make. So, like, him making Iron Man suits definitely costs, like, billions of dollars. But, like, he's got trillions of dollars, probably. He is good.
I don't know about trillions.
He's good.
He's good. I don't know he's good for other people.
Yeah. He's good enough to pay the Avengers. Six-figure income minimum.
At least my nigga Falcon.
How many people? How many people on the squad? Like 10. He can bust out $1 million.
Yeah,
a year. Come on now.
Yeah,
that's a nothing expense for any business that big.
Yeah, just spoiler for Falcon. It's not even a
by
big.
By the time I get to it, I'll
see. Like, dude, the fact that this nigga is just like trying to get money, like that's a plot line. Is like he's broke. He's broke and
hell no.
Yes.
I ain't saving the world for free. This tech don't pay for itself.
And like the thing that pisses
tech maintenance?
Heroes are he doesn't
hell
he,
no.
No, listen. Hell no, fuck you, because he doesn't get it taken to a fucking shop. Tony did the maintenance on the fucking suits and shit.
On all of Falcon?
Yes. Yes, it was upgraded by StarTech.
Oof.
And now that nigga dead. Like, what you want?
Bro.
Ain't nobody else can upgrade the shit.
Where's my nigga Reed?
I'm sorry, how everybody else?
I'm just talking about maintenance.
No, he's the only one that can. You see how many people? Torchlight built this in a cave with Squid. Who else got it like him?
That's the best.
All I'm saying is there's no way that if Tony left shit behind for Peter, he could left some shit behind.
The nigga just left a suit.
He left a suit. He left voice messages.
Yo, if he didn't
left all sorts of
he left voice messages
with instructions on
how to use
technology.
There's no damn cash.
Fuck cash. He's a kid.
Yo, I'm just saying, if Iron Man didn't pay for Peter Parker's college, he's trash.
That's what I'm saying. For one,
I want to see the nigga's trust fund, because that nigga better have a trust fund.
And that's for one. For two, he gave him glasses that can call missiles from anywhere.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
From space.
So he didn't. Yes. He didn't transfer a couple thousand to my nigga Falcon.
Falcon 100,000.
He told the nigga to sell the satellite.
And the part that also like just side note, bullshit. He's still going on missions. The show starts with him being on a mission. This nigga's not getting paid.
That's between him and the U.S. government at that point.
These things just doing shit for free.
I wouldn't.
That's a superhero free. Then you would be with Luke fucking Cage, because those are the heroes for hire. Boom. Fucking marveled.
What I fuck with.
Do you think they're going to bring in the heroes for hire, though?
No.
I'm sad about that, too. I saw Daredevil rumors.
And hopefully that's fucking true.
Dude, Spider-Verse, I understand that it's hard to put all your hopes on one movie. But, like, I need Spider-Verse to break open the X-Men and to break open, like, the Defenders. I need them traveling through fucking universes.
Your heart is going to hurt.
Yep.
Your heart is just going to be
broken. I know. They're going to WandaVision me again.
Wait.
What do you mean WandaVision?
Did you guys, like, watch
WandaVision? Yes, okay. That shit was amazing.
I would like to change my slightly opinion.
You wanted them to introduce
WandaVision? No. Yes. But don't fucking tease. Like,
so here's the thing about WandaVision that nobody talks about. I feel like they kind of backpedaled Wanda's origin into her having the mutant gene.
They did.
They said that, like, her shit was in there from the jump, and that the mind gem brought that shit out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which leads me to believe, fan theory, not true at all, just, you know, Trey's finger on the pulse again. The blip could activate the mutant gene.
I agree, because of Lambo.
Lambo.
Like, sorry, the black girl.
Oh, Monica. Yes. Rambo. Yes. Rambo, not Lambo.
Oh, I said
Rambo.
I said Rambo. Okay,
I thought you said Lambo.
Because it rewrites her
butterfly door.
Like, it rewrites her DNA when she goes through. The same energy that touched with the Mind Stone.
Mm-hmm.
So it just awakens the DNA. Like, and also, like, this is what WandaVision didn't really explain to me, but also gets explained by the mutant gene thing. Mm-hmm. Why the fuck did Quicksilver survive?
He didn't. That wasn't
no from the stone. Because she's a witch.
He didn't. He wasn't Quicksilver.
The dude that shows up.
No, no. I'm so sorry. Like, origin story. Mm-hmm. Origin. Her OG brother. Mm-hmm. Where did he get his power? Like, if she's a witch, if she's just a witch and not a mutant, where did he get his power from? How come he survived the experiments too? Because we saw her open up and see literally. I'm assuming to be herself,
right?
Giving herself her own powers. I don't. That's a Marvel thing. I think is gonna happen. But like, how did Quicksilver get his powers from that Mind Stone too?
It had to activate some kind of gene, right? Exactly.
Yeah. That was one thing that bothered me about that. I was like, where the fuck did he get his powers then?
Mm-hmm. So the thing is, if because it focused on Wanda and it was like from her memory, so she wouldn't really know.
Yeah.
But you would have to assume that if they got brother and sister together, both in this research facility, and it works on one, they're gonna test it on the other one. He could have had a similar reaction, but we just don't know.
Yeah,
that's what we're talking about. That's my main point.
Yeah. I'm just like he has to be a like you said. I think mutants either,
which
has
is why
mutant,
it worked on them and not like any of the other tests
because those weren't mutants,
right?
Because
yeah,
they weren't
sense.
Mutants. They didn't have the X gene, and mm-hmm. maybe like you said, the blip. Maybe like
because the blip is literally the releasing of the cosmic stone's energy. So that's why. Pre-blip, there would be no mutant gene activating, but post-blip, those people that did come back, and probably some of the people that were still here, if they felt that radiation,
it radiates across X-Men. The entire universe.
There you go.
I saw a dope theory. God, hope where one of the bad guys in possible bad guys in Falcon the Winter Soldier, someone's trying to pitch it as Wolverine.
Oh no! I thought I saw Omega X.
Oh, I'm cool
Omega
that.
Red.
That makes more sense. But someone tried to pitch it as Wolverine, and I was like. I can kind of see it.
So here's the thing I was talking about with Shaquise is that what would be a great idea that I'm pretty sure is not going to happen at all because this is too creative is that there are like certain mutants already in the universe, but they're the normal can pass for human mutants. So like Wolverine can pass for a human because he's just immortal with the bone claws.
Yeah.
Don't know how that works, but whatever. Professor X, because it's Professor X. Storm, because she controls the storm. It's an external ability. Yeah. Maybe even like Bobby Drake or something like that.
But then like...
But that the blip brings out more radical mutations, which is why we get other types of mutants. Nightcrawler. So that's why Professor X would just show up and just be like, hey, I got this.
We've been here for a while.
Now you know us for who we are. Yeah. I'm going to open up this school in Westchester. And then Magneto's like... Fuck y'all, fuck the Nazis. I'm going to Florida to steal a missile. Like this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that, you know. God, yes. You know what I mean? Like that's something I would like to see coming. So it's something I would love to see out of Falcon and Winter Soldier, which again, I don't think would happen. If we are talking about Wolverine, this is something that Colin brought up.
Marvel on every podcast.
It somehow happens. Fuck. I'm sorry. But Wolverine showing up in a prehistory, just like showing up in Cap's history.
Yeah.
You know, like he meets a dude named Logan or something like that, and they, you know, serve together for a little bit before he fucks off or he died.
Yeah.
Quote unquote, you know.
Mm-hmm. For him to show up later. I feel like you could do that with some Bucky or Winter or Black Widow.
Absolutely could do that with either. No, that would be amazing.
Because you just like a small, just be like, yeah, I fought with this soldier Logan.
Oh. Like, because of like shit that happens in like first episode and like with like how Bucky is like, you know, processing.
He's like, I fought with a soldier like who I couldn't, like someone that he couldn't kill.
Or like he did kill.
He killed him, but he came back.
And he's like,
oh, bro, that would be cool.
Which would be.
That'd be cool.
Logan. Yeah, that would be dope.
That would
and like
dope.
That's like, and that's first X-Men. First, and like, who do you think would be a good Logan? Sorry to like throw in a casting.
I have no. I've been thinking about this for the longest time,
and I kind of know. I almost agree.
I need somebody that I could believe could be an asshole. I don't believe Zac Efron has the cojones to be an actual like ass, to be gruff. If
I was somebody that played Negan was younger,
he would play an excellent Wolverine if he was younger.
The comedian. I forgot his fucking name, but the comedian guy.
I need somebody that can pull off saying bub.
Yeah.
If you can't full on saying bub and not have me want to kick your ass, you can't play Wolverine. That should be literally the only, like, the screen test that's audition. It's just the only thing on the script is just bub. And it's just, that's all you got to say. Say bub. And if I believe you, you can be Wolverine.
I agree. I actually, because if you can say, like, an intimidating line, mm-hmm. or and start it with Bub or end it with Bub, and I'm believing it, you're Wolverine.
You're Wolverine. Yeah. You got it. Like, it's, so that's why I don't
I just
know.
Don't think anyone can do it besides Jackman. Exactly. I feel so fucking bad for the next also, nigga who has to play Wolverine also, or Superman.
Also, motherfucker gotta be short. He gotta be short.
And that's yeah. that's why he like gotta be short. That's and like that's why like by Zac Efron, I hate that pitch. I've just seen pictures. I've, and I'm like, all I've right. heard, but he's short. He's like 5'8".
I've heard 5'9". Taron Egerton, the dude that plays Eggsy off of the Kingsman series. I've heard people fan casting him.
He can be an asshole though.
Yeah, it's not my fan casting. I don't think so.
I'm just asking.
I don't think so.
Have you seen all the Kingsman movies?
Yes.
First off, great movie series. Yeah. It's a third one. I would take a third.
The Kingsman.
Is that coming?
Yes. Yeah.
Is it out?
No.
It's coming.
No, it's coming.
God, those so, all those
prequel.
Movies are good.
It's but a yeah. it is a prequel though.
But
so
yeah, no, but like
it won't be in.
I agree though. You need someone short who can sell fear to you.
I almost had it, but then I lost it.
Short, ripped.
He's got to be. Yeah, he's got to be. I think they got to outcast. They got to cast outside of who they would usually look for.
They're
like,
not.
It's got to be an ugly unknown motherfucker like this. He got to be stone faced. You know.
Actually, 100. Like he. I agree. Like yeah. Wolverine never looks attractive.
Nope.
Hairy
and like
hell.
And Hugh Jackman is the closest you will get to an attractive Wolverine that I will believe.
Facts.
And half of me just wants to be like, yo, Hugh Jackman, just do one more time. But like,
just do it one more time.
just come back. It's bro. Like it's almost like talking to Obama. It's like, hey, could you come back,
bro?
One time?
Like,
just
I, one, I feel one, that way. I don't like you. Do it till you till, do it. Like, I feel about Hugh Jackman the almost the same way I feel about like our Tom Holland Peter Parker.
Mm-hmm.
Play it to, like, and I know Hugh Jack like that. Will Logan died?
Yeah,
he's dead.
But like, and like the same thing about like I feel like Tom Holland should be play Peter Parker till we are done with Peter Parker or Peter Parker is dead. I think Tom Holland is that good at talking.
Just because this is now transformed into a Marvel podcast.
Sorry, yeah.
No, it's not your fault. This again, like Shaquille says, this happens every podcast. I try not to, but
dog, it's been 3 hours. We just separate this all together. Oh, just to I get want you to understand.
This is going to be in parts.
This is definitely going to be.
This like, it's got to be.
This is a four-part podcast. What's up? This is a Zach. This is the Snyder cut.
you literally have come on and put a whole month. Of you on the movie club, like that's a whole month of podcast right
that's
here.
That's it,
yo guys. Welcome to part two.
No, at this guys, point, this is part at least three. Five. Yeah, like
no, this is so you edit. Welcome to part three. Hey guys, welcome back. Welcome to part four. Welcome back. You can edit this. I got you. Welcome to part two, guys. Yeah, no, we're still
y'all
here.
Ready to say part two?
Now we going back.
he's giving me options. He's giving me options.
No, fair enough.
but no, I truly do. Not no. I trust Marvel because Marvel has not led me wrong in casting yet. They have killed it literally every single time. Any hater could come up to me, I'm be like, nah, he killed that.
Their casting's like, amazing.
They've given us especially because Marvel before them doing the cinematic universe, we've had examples and it's just been trash and it's just like Daredevil. Like that was, yeah. It was some trash casting.
Yeah.
But Daredevil now is just like, I can't see anybody else be Daredevil.
Nah, Charlie, he's so good.
That's the one. You can Disney Plus, please do Daredevil, but please keep Charlie Cox as Daredevil. Do the Defenders, keep the entire
cast. Keep the entire cast.
People didn't like Iron Fist. I fucked with Iron Fist season two.
Here's the thing. Season two is great. I don't fuck with that Iron Fist because he's the only person that didn't take his role seriously.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that saddens me about that. But man, the episode that in season two of Luke Cage when they do Heroes for Hire.
That's perfect.
Y'all couldn't give me that. Y'all couldn't give me that as a series. And we missed out. You want to talk about female representation as well as colored representation. We missed out on Daughters of the Dragon,
bro,
son.
Asian female Iron Fist? Who, like, bro, like.
Say you don't fuck with us. Like that's all I'm saying. Like, just say you don't fuck with the community and the fans. That's all I'm saying.
And like you said about earlier, like how he doesn't take himself seriously. That's mm-hmm. a problem when he's by himself. When he was in Luke Cage mm-hmm. and he was just like,
no, it was amazing.
And he was being the hippie.
It was amazing.
Bro,
no,
go with the flow, man.
That was probably the most Danny Rand he was in the entire series.
And like Luke played off that like you said, like, dude, like...
That was Heroes for Hire.
Heroes for Hire and what was the other one?
Daughters of the Dragon.
Daughters of the Dragons, bro. Like, those two shows would have been it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it. And they just kind of scrapped them. I get it because
of
the Netflix deal and Disney and you want to make your own fucking streaming service. But, dude, like... All I just feel so bad for all those people who worked on such a good fucking show. All the writers... if it were to me, I'd be like, Disney, you better hire every single of those niggas back and let them
whole
do
the cast and crew.
Everybody. Mm-hmm. Like,
you struck gold. Why are you fucking up? Like, let them. You can't do that twice.
They've already done the work for you, my nigga. Like, you don't gotta do shit. Just let them keep doing what they're doing.
Bruh.
Like, and then maybe throw an Avenger in there. Throw Spider-Man exactly. Throw Spider-Man in the Daredevil
universe. Oh my God.
That would be amazing.
I have said this from day one. I need Tom Holland to be there with Vincent D'Onofrio Kingpin. I need them to be in the same room.
Bro, that Sex. Fight. That, bro. That Kingpin is like all the Cottonmouth from Luke Cage.
Hey, we don't call him Cottonmouth.
Yeah.
My name
they
ain't no
call me Cottonmouth, bro.
Yeah.
Bro.
Although that's our new Blade, though. That's our new Blade. That's our new Blade. That's the new motherfucker that's gonna be ice skating uphill. All right. Just, you know. got some respect on it.
God, I like just
yeah.
They did so good. They just need to like port them. Simple port.
That's all it needs, man.
Nah, they want to do reboots. If they even
keep
do
the
it.
Actors then.
Well, it depends. It depends.
The Spider-Man, Jamaican bad guys and Luke Cage. My energy. The scariest scene was them niggas pulling up in that Jamaican restaurant, laying out everybody, setting that nigga on fire alive, and then just.
Yo, that was Mariah's people.
Yeah, and like that guy's like, you will not eat, you will not taste, you'll taste ash. And I was like, this is an old Jamaican curse that y'all niggas don't even know about.
Great, goddamn. Spider-Man is going to be the tell-all. Spider-Man, when we see Spider-Man 3, we'll see if the rumors are true, and then that just opens up a new door to weekend. Because the rights of the Netflix shows are back with Disney. So,
it could happen.
Reed Richards,
it could definitely happen
as John Krasinski. Is that what they want to do? Is that what like? I'm sorry, I just need to make. I heard that.
That's been like
I'm
fan
pitching
casting.
I want Markiplier.
I'm sorry.
I think what? Markiplier
Why?
Can
you
do.
Know. No, and then, no. All right. So no. Thank you for listening.
To guys, Markiplier for Reed Richards.
Why?
Look at him. Google Markiplier right now.
I'm not having that in my search.
No, look, I'm not a Markiplier fan. I've never watched a single one of his videos. True shit. I've never watched a single one of his videos fully. I've watched like 5 minutes. I've watched an interview once. Tell me this man, you grade the size of his hair. He doesn't look like a Reed. Like he could pull it off. And if you don't want someone who's like famous,
I don't think he can act.
Huh?
I haven't seen this dude act.
I've seen him act before, and I was kind of sold. But like, I fair.
If anything, I loved my favorite casting for Reed Richards is John Krasinski and Emily Blunt.
I really do think that's a good one.
Mr. and Mrs. Richards.
Fantastic. I agree.
That's great. Like, and Joe Keery as a
Human Torch.
As Human Torch.
Who's Joe Keery?
Stranger Things. The dude that's in the ice cream shop with little
my boy.
Mm-hmm.
Those are
the favorite casting
I've heard.
Those are the favorite castings that I've heard that I would
yo
love.
Yo fuck all that Markiplier shit. I was a different me. Like I really apologize because God, Harrington as Human Torch is actually like.
Mm-hmm.
Your mind has
you
third
know Billy
eye
from
open.
Stranger Things. Him as Wolverine.
Who?
Billy from Stranger Things, the mean older brother.
Oh, you mean Dacre Montgomery, aka Red Ranger?
Yes, him. Him as Wolverine. He's ripped. Him as that Billy in Stranger Things was terrifying to me. He's a great actor, so you know he has the fucking range on that shit. He's kind of short. Billy's not a tall person, and they only scaled him like that when he was with certain characters.
You know what? I give him a chance.
I would like. He pulled out that wild hair, badass, like when it was long.
Right.
So I think he could do like. Scrub. He has the face.
And his name sounds like he might be Canadian. So he, you know, it's proper casting. I give it, I give it a chance. Yep.
Stranger Things don't miss with casting either, just sign.
They don't.
They don't.
This is good casting all around over there. Plus, I've always said this about Marvel is that they choose actors and actresses whose careers are dwindling, who are barely known, maybe known for about one or two good things. And then it's like, we can sign him on for cheap.
Yeah.
And like, then the motherfucker will like raise the
Robert
later.
Downey Jr. into like
the
dwindling actor.
They brought
the
him back.
The dwindling actor. Not even just like A, like alcohol. Like he was Tony Stark. Like mm-hmm.
Chris Evans was the first Human Torch on a horrible movie. His career was literally on the decline. Scarlett Johansson, while a star, also not in a lot of movies that a lot of people know beforehand.
Yeah.
Before her being Black Widow, like all of these stars, who the fuck has heard of a Hemsworth?
Yeah.
Before
yeah.
Thor,
no one heard of Thor. Thor was Chris Hemsworth was so good, he got his brother movies,
bro, and
Liam his Hemsworth. Other brother too.
Yeah,
there are multiple Hemsworths. There are
three Hemsworths.
All right. Hemsworth, mama, and daddy. Calm down.
Bags.
They got enough bag. For a basketball team, bro.
Yo, they got a basketball team.
It took me
team.
Five episodes of WandaVision to realize that she was an Olsen twin, so the older sister.
No,
never,
she's,
never.
She's younger sister. Single, sorry. There's a single person running.
Moving back and forth really fast.
This is my conspiracy.
That is one of my favorite shows. It's
fucking hilarious. I love that show.
I had no idea. God, I watch it every Monday.
Yeah, same.
But like, what's it called? She like that was you like.
Mm-hmm.
Now when I saw it, I was like, oh, you look like them too. I just did not notice until like WandaVision. I watched three movies or four movies with her. And, like,
the Olsen situation
did never put it together.
So hilarious because she only came out of stardom. It's like they kept her in like the they like she was the deformed twin in the basement. Like they kept her locked up, and it's like when they cracked out or whatever. It's like, and now we must release
Elizabeth.
Release the ultimate Olsen.
Give her that Marvel contract. Yeah.
Just like, and here she is, and she's blossoming.
Dude, she's
that Marvel.
That was, she's great.
You know,
I mean, can't wait for the Eternals and like all those like
my boy Bryce Tyree Howard is gonna be in the Marvel universe,
bro. Paperboy
is gonna be in the
Paperboy is in the Marvel universe,
bro.
That's gonna be crazy,
bro. And they got my can I remember his name? Bimo? No, not Bimo. The
Angelina
guy.
Jolie is gonna be in the Marvels.
Oh my fucking Christ.
Who's she right? Gonna be in?
She's in Eternals.
Whatever happened with Adam Warlock from Guardians of the Galaxy 2? Because there were so many theories that he was gonna have the Mind Stone.
I don't know, man. James Gunn just kind of fucked off with that one. And I heard, like, I don't know if I've heard that he's gonna be in 3 or if he's not gonna be in 3.
Oh, Adam Warlock, I have no idea.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if I've heard either or rumor. So I don't know. James Gunn is kind
of. I like James Gunn.
I like James Gunn sometimes. But I feel like they need somebody else on their Marvels, in my opinion, for me as a comic book fan, are kind of dipping in their cosmic side of things.
Yeah.
Because Guardians is my least favorite.
Yeah.
Out of like the film series, out of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I hate
the second one. Like, love the first.
Only because I like the Guardians from the comics better. And that's just a personal thing.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they watered down the Guardians for a general audience. Everybody.
Drax is so fucking empty.
Yeah.
Drax is so fucking empty.
there should be a Nova somewhere. Why the fuck have I not seen Nova yet?
I assumed Nova would appear now.
Unless they're saving it for Sam Alexander to show up. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Like, that is the only way but the Nova Corps that we got, weak. They should literally be human rockets flying out through space without the aid of ships.
Yeah. That's why, I'm glad Thanos destroyed Nova in the movie canonically. Like, mm-hmm. He destroyed Nova. Because, maybe we'll get, a Nova, someone who got a superpower from that shit. Bullshit who, wants revenge type shit. I'm cool with that. But yeah, I don't know. There's so much fumble. I see there's a lot of fumbling with their cosmic shit, but I think Eternals, once again, this isn't DC, so I don't expect them to fuck it up to hell.
Right, exactly.
Like, real shit.
It's working for them.
Yeah.
And it's working for the audience. Like, having Taika Waititi kind of turn over control of the Thor films, I didn't like that either. Because Thor 3 just became Guardians 3.
Yeah, it did. It really fucking did.
Which one
did.
Was 4-3? Thor 3?
Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And I'm just like, I like Thor when he's versooth, verily, I'm fighting these space monsters and I am kind of Shakespearean. I like that shit. That shit appeals to me because it's different from every fucking thing else.
Yeah.
But the general audiences didn't, so fuck it, I guess we gotta make them like Guardians.
Yeah, the first Thor movie was, they really just fumbled the second one. The second one was so bad. But yeah. Yeah, no, I totally see,
Yeah.
Thor's good. I Thor's one of my favorite Avengers. They just kind of,
Yeah.
I hope he keeps the gut a little bit. I loved when he came out with the gut in Endgame and like came out with the fucking Chris Hemsworth dreaded
like
beard.
That shit too. He's like, I ain't gotta be buff and shit for a little bit.
Jeez. Bro, give me 2 years off.
give me some five guys.
I don't gotta be ready for until Guardians 3. Aight.
I hope, man, I can't wait to see what Thor 4 and Guardians 3 are gonna look like, though. I am interested in that. But all right, we have diverted. Yes. So we literally just made a whole Marvel podcast.
Yeah, not separate. Yeah, part five.
I haven't fought any of this. I have let it divulge into whatever this was, because this is probably the last few times we do this with you. So
it's like a
special event.
I'm coming back. Once in a while.
At
least once over the summer, for real.
How you are in the same area with us? How often do we see you?
You're down the street.
Twice, 3 times a year. Twice.
We see you every Lunar Festival. You know what I mean? With the skies part, and Shaquise goes in his room and takes the mirror and just reflects the moonlight.
The worst part, it's like, it's not just you. I wish it was just like, oh, I'm like this. I'm like one group of people. I'm about. Mm-hmm. Maddie saw me for a week.
It's just never again.
I've seen Shell twice total.
So yeah, excuse me for, you know, just using this as a vessel to just hang out with you.
No, dude, we can end this so there's not so much to edit. We can just chill for a minute.
This is content, and I'll let you know some things are happening to where I might need 26 episodes to just like be edited and ready to release while I'm doing something.
Dog, if you're ever trying to do some online podcasts, I have when I'm going home, I'm gonna have like a whole shit set up.
Cool.
Like I wanted to make a setup here, but I was like, I'm moving. What's the fucking point of like setting everything up to just move it in like a few months? So,
well, let's wrap this up so that we can have other conversations about things. Yes. But because there is something I do have to talk to you about. But people, look, that's pretty much it. You have literally 4 to 7 parts of a whole podcast devoted to not only this, but a bunch of stuff. As usual, leave your thoughts down below. Comment. We have comments so many places. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. And of course, if you're listening to this on Facebook, you can comment there. If you're listening to these on iTunes, then, you know, do iTunes things. I don't know. Rate and review us if you really do. Like, if you love us like that, rate and review us so that we can be like the first thing people see and not like the chit chat or from Wisconsin or the movie club from Walla Walla, Washington. Ugh. Those guys suck. Exactly.
I've seen them.
They're the worst.
Dog shit.
But speaking of finding people, Carl, where can people find you on the internet?
Oh shit. If y'all ever trying to find me, my at's I stream on Twitch, I'm on Instagram, and I'm on Twitter. On Instagram and Twitch, just it's Major_Mangoes. Major spelled like the rank, Major_Mangoes, MANGOS, no E. And same thing for Twitch and Instagram and Twitter, it's just that, except no underscore.
Okay.
Yeah, just check me out.
Shaggy, you got anywhere they can find you on the internet? You got anything you want to pimp right now?
No, but in preparation for things, you can follow me on Twitter at SpaceTimeLegend.
Okay.
Follow my dude SpaceTimeLegend.
That's some foreshadowing. There are things possibly.
There are things that will be happening this year unless I get fucked.
Okay, well that got graphic.
But I don't plan on being fucked. So
it just keeps going. Yeah, I would never get past the censors. Anyway,
fuck the censors.
Damn it, man.
Man, we're getting shadow banned.
Can we just, they are revolutionizing on this podcast. Can we chill? But that's it. That's it from us. If you did hang out this long, and I might have the same ending for every single one. So if you hang out for the first episode or the last of this series, we enjoyed your company. Hope you enjoyed ours. Let us know your thoughts. We're out. Peace.
In the Middle East.
It was gas.
I don't care how many demons he's fought and how many hells. He's never fought us united.
It's time to stand. Fight. The time is now.